today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Kevin Bacon laying in the manger, just with his underwear on, all drunk.
Happy holidays, Patrick.
Happy holidays, Jim.
The holidays a big time in the Foster household.
Yeah, definitely a big time. We actually are putting up a Christmas tree this year. We didn't do it last year because we had a new puppy who was really interested in eating everything that we tried to put on the tree. So we're trying it this year. So far, so good.
But he's okay with it this year, we think.
Yeah. Everybody's okay. We had an incident we were just talking about this morning several years ago when, well, it was pre-pandemic, when Harry S. Truman was pretty new to the home. Sheila had gotten her brother a package of hot sauce, different hot sauces. It was all wrapped up, but Harry kept marking his territory on it. So he kept peeing on the bottle of hot sauce. So hopefully we won't have that either.
Oh, God.
It was pretty unpleasant. We were like, what is that smell? He was going behind the tree underneath and marking his territory.
Nice. I don't think Shadow doesn't care that much about the tree, but the thing he really gets into is we have a train set that we set out underneath the tree that runs around, you know.
Oh,
the train
sweet.
Goes around the tree.
Yeah.
And that gets him going.
Yeah, Bucket
so
would.
You can imagine.
Yeah, she would love that.
All right, this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenahan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And Patrick, here's what we're going to do all this week. It's the third annual holiday song countdown here.
Woohoo!
It's become a global tradition, the Suburbs Pod holiday song countdown. And so here's what we did. I'll get into this in a moment here. So we have a group of people here on Zoom with us, and they're going to talk about some of their favorite holiday songs and speak up when certain songs come up on our countdown. Let me see here. For this countdown, we did another listener poll.
Mm-hmm.
This is the third time, and I'll get into how this all worked out. But 59 listeners voted this year, and 117 different songs got votes, and we're just going to do 10, the top 10. This week, but there were 117.
There was a lot of different votes. I mean, we were talking about it a little bit. Once you've got these songs already chosen that have been eliminated, then suddenly people right. start going to different, you know, little corners and picking out stuff. So it was really cool.
Right. And so getting into that, what we decided to do this year, and we did this last year as well, was any song that had been previously chosen in mm-hmm. a previous countdown was not eligible this time around. So the
right.
first year we had a top 10 that could be any holiday song at all. Then the second year we ended up with 12 because we counted a couple of ties. 12 more. And then, so that's 22. And then mm-hmm. this year, you could vote on any other songs besides those 22. And I think we're sort of changing the mindset of this to not just be a countdown of favorites, but it's truly become now a holiday hall of fame.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So
it
each
is.
Year there's a class that gets inducted, right? Is how it works. So,
and that's what we're here to do. It's a very
first,
somber
we're gonna,
occasion.
Yep. First off, we're going to listen to the previous 22 inductees in 45 seconds.
It's Christmas time. Santa.
Bethlehem.
Christmas. Christmas time.
Christmas time.
Santa Claus.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas. Bah humbug.
And so happy Christmas.
Ba-rum-ba-bum-bum.
There you go. 22
Beautiful.
Song, 22 holiday songs in 45 seconds. Everybody catch that? Did you get all 22?
Think so.
All right. Well, if you didn't, here we go. I'm going to read them for you. In 2021, these were the inductees, right? So we had Father Christmas by the Kinks, Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues, Christmas Baby Please Come Home by Darlene Love, Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen, Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC, Peace on Earth / Little Drummer Boy by David Bowie and Bing Crosby, Happy Christmas War is Over by John Lennon and Yoko Ono, Christmas Wrapping, The Waitress's Last Christmas by Wham, and Merry Christmas, I Don't Wanna Fight Tonight, Don't Wanna Fight Tonight by The Ramones, all right? And then in 2022, we added these 12. Little Saint Nick by the Beach Boys, Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto by James Brown, Christmas All Over Again by Tom Petty, 2,000 Miles by the Pretenders, Just Like Christmas by Lowe, Sleigh Ride by the Ronettes, I Was Born in Bethlehem by Nick Lowe, River by Joni Mitchell, All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, What Christmas Means to Me by Stevie Wonder, Must Be Santa by Bob Dylan, and Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid. And one thing I want to mention here, we did allow in the votes, you could vote for the same song, but by a different artist, but that
yes
didn't happen in the first 2 years at least. So.
Correct. So it definitely made you think about your choices a little harder.
Yes. So, all right. Now, 10 more songs will enter the Suburbs Pod Holiday Hall of Fame. Is everybody excited about this?
Yeah.
They're all on mute, but I could tell they're excited. All right. Okay, so I think... here's the first song.
Angels from the realms of glory, stars shone bright above. Royal David City was bathed.
All right, that is Big Star with Jesus Christ from, released in 1978, but apparently recorded in 74. We'll get into all that in a moment, but first I want to show people watching on the Zoom my shirt for the occasion.
Ah, beautiful.
There you go.
You never travel far without a
That's
little
right.
Big Star.
All right, Patrick, I'm going to turn this over to you first because I know you're a big fan of this song.
Yeah, huge fan of this song. This was on my ballot, one of two songs on my ballot that actually made it in to the top 10 this time, so I'm really excited about that. It's a beautiful song, and I didn't know anything about Big Star, and neither did my friend, Steve Healy. He had a radio show on WTJU at UVA, and sometimes we'd be down there, and we were down there one time right before the holidays, and he was doing one last show before Christmas break, and we were going to drive back Virginia together, Northern Virginia, and he just pulled this record out and said, you know, had found a song called Jesus Christ, and he was like, this will be a good one to play, and that was our intro to Big Star right there. So this is the first Big Star song I ever knowingly heard, so it makes it have a special place in my heart. Plus, it's about the reason for the season.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was thinking that in our Hall of Fame so far, there actually aren't that many like religious songs
You're right.
In the Hall of Fame.
I know.
And interesting that it comes from, you know, an otherwise secular artist, right? So
yes,
interesting
very
thing
much
there.
So.
Now, of course, you and I once visited Arden Studios.
We did.
Where Big Star recorded, and this was recorded there, but it was at the end of the, you know, sort of the Big Star. Some people may even say this is not really Big Star. It's Alex Chilton and Jody Stevens and others, right? But man, it has that just that bigger than life sound, doesn't it? It just sounds
really does.
Incredible.
And the drumming is fantastic on this song. I mean, it's so a lot of great rolls and things like that. Oh. And it's not like always hitting the splash cymbals and stuff, but it works so well. And We stood right next to that drum kit where it was actually played, so that was pretty cool too.
Produced by the great Jim Dickinson. So
that's right.
Partly responsible for that big sound. All right, any big Star fans out there? Anybody want to talk about the song Jesus Christ?
I it was in my top 10, even though it's definitely got the most overt holiday lyrics. It's one of those few holiday songs I can listen to year round.
Yeah, that's a great point.
That's a good point too. That was Bob Peterson, by the way. Craig Rosen.
Yes. Hey, everybody.
Not a disciple of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting for me as a Jewish person, but I am a huge Big Star fan, so I do love the song. And hey, he was a Jew, right? So I'm down with it. Yeah, it's a beautiful song, and I love the original Big Star version. I think REM did a version that was like one of their holiday singles with Michael singing. That was really good too. But the Chilton version is the ultimate, and it's really a beautiful song. Whether you're a believer or not, it's a beautiful tune.
And I will say, in the spirit of deja vu from our Rolling Stones countdown, Nicky Hopkins was on piano. No, he wasn't on piano. Just thought I'd say that.
All right. Next up.
Not of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind. Run, run, Rudolph. Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry. He can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, 'cause I'm reeling like a merry-go-round. Said Santa to a boy child, what have you been longing for? All I want for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar. And then away went Rudolph, whizzing like a shooting star.
All right, Run Rudolph Run, 1958, Chuck Berry. And I have this question for you, Patrick. How many Christmases when you were young, or maybe even older, I don't know, how many Christmases did you ask Santa for, or tell Santa all you want for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar?
Many, yes, many. And he finally brought me a used one. Just threw it down the chimney without anything, a case or anything. It was great. We were talking, Jim, during the voting period, that we're like, how has Run, Run, Rudolph not made it in Run, Rudolph, right. Run? Like, it's either the Chuck Berry version or the Dave Edmunds version or somebody's version. So I'm so glad that it made it in. It's such a great song. I never knew it until way back in the 80s. Do you guys remember the movie Diner? About some guys in 1959, always hanging around the diner and all this, sort of an ensemble movie. This featured in that. That was the first time I ever heard it, and I thought it was great. The Diner soundtrack, by the way, has an incredible soundtrack of 50s music, if you ever want a really good sampler of it. But I remember it very clearly, Kevin Bacon laying in the manger, just with his underwear on, all drunk. It's etched in my memory. That's Christmas for you.
There you go. Jason Goebel has a comment.
So I wasn't sure if you guys were going to do this in person or on Zoom or do it in person where I wouldn't be able to attend. So I remember the comment I sent in with my ballot, which was, it's about time. not saying the other 22 are not worthy. Obviously, they're great songs, but this is the first rock and roll Christmas song. I think at the end of the day, I think it was written in the 50s. So, I'm very happy to see it on the list this year.
You might be right. First rock and roll Christmas song. I don't know where it falls in with like Jingle Bell Rock and Rock Around the Christmas Tree, but But yeah, right there, man, for sure. Eric has a comment.
Oh, I didn't vote for this song, but I'm glad it made it in. It appears on one of my favorite Christmas compilations of all time, Rockin' Little Christmas by Rhino. And this was something that was in heavy rotation when my kids were growing up. So they got acquainted with Chuck Berry and all of the early artists on that compilation. So a very worthy entrant into the Hall of Fame.
That was Eric Lorenz, by the way, everybody.
Thank you, Eric.
Let's now hear from BJ Bonin.
Yeah, the Chuck Berry is a good example of how all you need is three chords and a really good story to put out a really good song. There's nothing to the song musically. So, but the story is really good. And the production for 1959 sounds amazing.
Yeah, that's a great point.
It's very cool. It has that trademark sort of Chuck Berry sort of wryness, you know, like just his choice of words, you know, whizzing like a saber jet, you know, it's just it's just so great. It's so
so slick,
so vivid, right? I also like, I want to ask Craig Rosen here because he's a Southern Californian. Where is Craig Rosen? I want to ask him about the line, he can take the freeway down. That doesn't seem fast to me to take the freeway.
Depends what day it is, what time of the week, you know. Who knows? Since you have me on, let me say a few things about it, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
I'm a horrible failure, and I didn't even vote. I'm sorry. I didn't get around to it.
Well, you're gonna get a lump of coal.
Okay. But I did dig up my two Christmas or holiday themed playlists for my spin classes that I played twice in two different classes, two different locations. This song is on both of them. The original Chuck version, and also I have the Keith Richards version. So I've played it twice this week.
The Keith Richards version is really great. I also just was listening to a version by Lemmy. Have you ever heard that one?
Oh, I don't think I've heard that one.
It rocks. Yes. Okay. And Billy Gibbons plays on that Lemmy version, too.
Fantastic.
It's hot, man. Okay. Now, the other thing I just want to say here, too. Now, apparently, I just learned this today. Chuck Berry got in a little bit of trouble for using the character of Rudolph in the song. Hmm. And he had to pay songwriting royalties to the songwriter for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, because that was trademarked as a character.
I did not know that.
So yeah, so there's that. But I like the idea that Rudolph in this song is heroic again, but not for lighting the way. He's the mastermind.
That's right.
And he's apparently really fast. So we've added to the Rudolph legend in this song, right?
Yeah, being the mastermind is a pretty good compliment.
That is a good,
it really
one.
Is.
There's apparently also a reference to Randolph. You guys catch that? Randolph ain't too far behind.
Oh, yeah.
And there's questions as to what he's talking about there, but it was, again, doing some research today, the theory is that there was actually in the 50s, there was another song called Randolph the Flat-Nosed Reindeer by Homer and Jethro.
Oh, Homer and Jethro.
1953.
Okay.
And that's probably what that reference is, that Randolph ain't too far behind.
Now, Jim, speaking of the story behind holiday songs, I want to remind everyone, and I'm not sure if everybody was listening to us way back in 2017, but episode 243, 244, and 245 was one of our early Christmas themes. But you went back, Jim, remember this, and did the story behind several Christmas songs, including Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. So
yes,
if people hadn't heard those, they're really enjoyable.
Yes, I like the little sort of, you know, behind the story behind the songs kind of stuff, little minutia there as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, very interesting listens.
Anyway, this one definitely worthy of getting in. You are correct, Jason. BJ, did you have another comment?
Yeah, when I think of Randolph as not far behind and all the focus on speed, I think of Boots Randolph and Yakety Sax.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
So I know it's not, definitely not holiday, but it invokes a very funny fast motion photography Benny Hill type of thing for me. For how fast he's moving.
Sorry. Chuck could have played with Boots, who knows?
All right, so there we go. There's the first two for this week. We will do two more songs each day this week.
Fantastic.
Are you feeling it? Are we? You feeling? You feeling holiday cheer, Patrick?
Getting there. I'm starting to get there.
All right. All right. It is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
This is the first rock and roll Christmas song.